This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
Here's the snap. And the pass picked off by Howell. Takes it across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. Pick six. Andre Howell.
Pick sixes. Those are sure nice things, aren't they, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Doherty, J.J. Moses, Brian T. Smith. J.J. Watt hasn't had a sack in a few weeks. What's wrong with J.J. Watt, man? That's obviously, I'm being facetious. There's nothing wrong with J.J. Watt. Gutted out a pretty nice performance. Got after the quarterback last week. Put some pressure on him despite an illness and being drained. So much so that he couldn't even talk to the media afterwards. But what have you seen from J.J. Watt that folks are doing differently across the line from him this year?
Triple teams will get to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. If someone's going to triple team you, it's going to be hard to get to the quarterback. And they're also, you know, they're doing things that we've seen the offensive do against J.J., but not consistently. They're going to try and do everything they can to not let him zero in on the quarterback. When you put up 20-plus sacks 2 out of 3 years and you're down, you know, I mean, when he has 4 sacks right now, that's still better than just about anybody in the NFL. Yeah. So this is the price you pay for being so great. He's still having a great year. He's an all-pro defensive end. He's still one of the best defenders in the NFL, but his numbers are a little off, and everyone's, you know, saying, what's wrong with J.J.? There's nothing wrong with J.J. You just can't always have those type of numbers, especially if you're playing within the defense.
No doubt.
That's so true about that. And you mentioned something, Brian. Players, I mean, the offense are running straight to J.J. Watt, you know, and that's what's making it tough. Normally, last year and the years before, you know, they would run away from J.J. because they were afraid of J.J., but now it seems like someone has picked up, and I think it started off with that Kansas City game where they were running Jamaal Charles kind of straight at him, and he kind of had success this first game. So now I'm noticing how teams are really coming to him. So J.J. is so aggressive. Sometimes that can be a mistake for him because, you know, he has a way of sometimes a tendency to kind of go past the quarterback, but I think he's got to learn how to play both. Sometimes it's good to be aggressive, and then there's times where you just got to play within the system and let the game come to you.
I think a lot has to be said as well for we're still in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
It's still a little bit on the early side. And what did we see last year from Romeo Crennel's defense? A nice adjustment. And really, down the stretch, they locked folks down. And I think that as well, that applies to the team defense as well as to Watt as far as picking up big stats and everything, because he's still affecting the game in a monstrous way. All right, you know what else affects the game? That pick six that we saw from Andre Howell. He had another one that really was just as important because it kept points off the board at the end of the last half against the Jaguars, and the first half against the Jaguars. A.J. Boye also got one. When you get them in bunches, the takeaways, how contagious can that be? Does it carry over game to game? Is that just a myth or what?
Absolutely carries over to the game, and obviously I'm waiting for Kevin Johnson to pull down an interception. He's a great guy, great IQ for the game as well, and I think that once Jonathan Joseph continues to make the plays, Kevin Johnson along with him, I think it's going to be contagious, like you said, Drew, and guys want that interception, man. It feels so good to get an interception and probably take one to the house, so it's really contagious, and I think that's exactly what's happening with this ball club.
Yeah, takeaways. Texans still near the cellar as opposed to being first in the league last year. What do you see? Was it just a function of playing Jacksonville? Is it something that can keep rolling? What do you see, Brian?
You know, last year, as great as it was, and the team lived off takeaways, but a lot of that's luck. I mean, you know, the ball bounces this way, you have a fumble. The ball bounces this way, the other team recovers. So some of that's out of your hands. Now, that the playmaking, the ability to get to the passer, we haven't seen that consistently this year. J.J. Watt doesn't have the same sack numbers, but there was optimism last week where you saw Whitney Mercilus for the first time really start to make an impact behind the line of scrimmage. But the one thing I am concerned about right now is, you know, the safety position hasn't been locked in the whole year, and then having Kareem Jackson out, that's going to hurt this team. So they have the potential. They still have basically the same guys they did last year, but they haven't been able to get those turnovers, and it's going to have to change for them to get over this hump they've been under.
All right, let's get over one last hump. We got to take a commercial break, but first, John Harris gets with the head coach, Bill O'Brien, and those two break down some X's and O's Miami-wise in the Telestream.
Victories are great and all, but we got to move on. I got Miami coming up on Sunday. I got a new identity coach. Dan Campbell takes over.
Yep.
This guy Shane Lechler knows well. They were roommates back in college.
That's right.
So it's going to be an interesting day. But they want to establish the line of scrimmage, and that was clear from the very first play of the game against Tennessee. Coach, take us through this Miami power play.
Yeah, you're right. Dan has brought a different intensity to their team, and they want to run the football. They actually ran the ball twice as much as they did in the previous game and threw the ball about half as much as they did in the previous game. So they definitely want to establish a line of scrimmage. They want to win the line of scrimmage, and it's a big challenge for our team. And so what you see here is a good play that Billy Lazor, their offensive coordinator, has been running for a while. He ran it in college. ran it with the Philadelphia Eagles. And it really is something that puts the defense in conflict, is how I put it. It kind of plays with your eyes. So you bring a guy in motion here across. They have to understand that that guy could get the ball. Then there's the whole read option concept here that they could, obviously the quarterback could either hand it off or hand the ball or keep the ball himself reading this defensive end here. So you have a lot of different moving parts here. You've got this defensive end being unblocked, having to play disciplined football to see whether the ball's handed off or not. He's also got to play this speed sweep where they're not blocking him, saying that they can out-leverage him. And then you've got Tannehill reading him whether to hand it off or to keep the ball. So it's a really difficult offense to defend. Got to do a good job of taking on blocks. Got to do a good job of playing disciplined football. And you have to do a really good job of stopping this play.
Tough play to stop right here. It comes from that Bill Lazor, Chip Kelly zone read type of thing. It's going to be a challenge. We've seen this at different points this year. And I know Coach is going to have the defense ready to go. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on Telestrator today.
Thanks, Johnny.
There you have it. Time to go down to Miami and go get a win on Sunday.